This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Rams. In Bulgaria, an escalation of tensions between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the move a provocation by the Kremlin.
But it comes as no surprise that the Kremlin uses fossil fuels to try to blackmail us.
Polish Environment Minister Anna Moskwa said Poland had prepared for this situation. From the first day of the war, we have been delivering this message that we are ready for full independence from Russia's fossil fuels. Although less prepared, Bulgarian Energy Minister Alexander Nikolov is hopeful Bulgaria will manage with EU support. Bulgaria hopes that alternative routes and supplies will also be secured at EU level. I'm Karen Chamas.
The decision comes as Russia's own economy wilts under sweeping international sanctions and as Western countries ramp up arms shipments to help Ukraine fend off a new Russian assault in the east. Ukraine reported on Wednesday that Russian troops had made gains in several villages there. Russia reported several blasts on its side of the border and a blaze in an arms depot. Kiev called the explosions karma. Ukraine's prosecutor general said Russian forces had used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse a pro-Ukraine rally in the southern city of Kherson, the first big urban center seized by Moscow after the February 24th invasion. And Gazprom, Russia's gas export monopoly, said it had completely suspended gas supplies to the Polish and Bulgarian gas companies due to the absence of payments in rubles, as stipulated in a decree by President Vladimir Putin that aims to soften the Russian sanctions. This is VOA News. The Pope and a